Expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
You're off to see the wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz. You find he is a wizard of wiz, if ever a wiz there was. If ever a wizard of wiz there was, the Wizard of Oz is one because of the wonderful things he does. You're off to see the wizard.
And it's interesting how everybody is talking about the wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz, who has sundowners every night about dark and sunrisers every morning when he gets up. And the whole world is laughing at the people of the United States of America because the American people have been bewitched. There's a spell on the people of America. And there's a term, psychosis. I want to just briefly give you the definition of psychosis. Because these people are psychotic. And I just have to find it. I had it here. Oh my goodness. Well, I have to find it here in a second. But in the meantime, I'm going to talk about the big changes in the world. There was a time when Egypt was the leading power in the world. And it took God and a group of Israelites to destroy the armies of Pharaoh. And though Egypt continued as a nation into the future, it was not a great nation. It was eventually, there were other nations that would come to power, Assyria, Babylon, but the dynasty and the power, world power at one time, Egypt was over. The culture continued, but the nation and the power of that nation ended. Just like Egypt, America is ending. We are at the end of a nation called the United States of America. The Bible says we would be a young nation, an end of the time nation. We would basically exist for 400 years. 200, 250 of those years we would be somewhat powerful. In the last 150 years of our existence, we would be extremely powerful. At the very end, in the last 75 years, 80 years, we would almost acquire world hegemony. Complete, total control of planet Earth and the people of the Earth. The skies, the oceans, the land masses, information, infospace, outer space, technospace, biospace, every type of space you could imagine. And we are have blossomed. We are in full blossom as a nation. But at the same time, once a flower peaks and blooms and blossoms, it's the beginning of the end. It's the beginning. They, just like the grass, Christ gave the example of the flower of grass. It comes up for a day, the sun hits it, it withers, and it's brown right away. The United States, as an empire, we have peaked. We have begun our demise. And logically, pardon me, logically, the demise is not just something unseen. It is something that is realized, something tangible, something that you can actually comprehend and you can witness. Big mistake for America. attempting to destroy Russia, moving into Ukraine, not abandoning our plans in Ukraine starting after World War II. Ukraine was used as a nation in a nation, and it would be a, you might say, remember the children of Israel, if you know Bible history? When the children of Israel came out of Canaan, the families moved into an area in Egypt called Goshen. Goshen, you could say, might be an area, and the name, it implies like Messiah, into a land of protection, a land that God has appointed and planned to protect the children of Israel during their time in Egypt so they could become a great people. Well, Ukraine, in the same principle, was a land to protect Nazism, to actually keep Nazism alive, and then eventually bring it back into existence. The Vatican, England, Germany, France, all the nations of Europe, America, Canada, Australia, most of the nations knew there was a group of Nazi believing a small continuing army that was being protected in Ukraine. The thought was alive, was protected. The Nazis that were in the United States government in the OSS initially, that eventually would become the CIA, which would become the FBI, the other intelligence agencies of America, have protected Nazism within the borders of the United States of America, and in England, and in Europe. So, in a few minutes, we'll return to Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard, and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Hey, this is Mike Ramsey, Ramsey Auto Group with Steve Pardue. 6175 West 10th Street, Greeley is our new address. Phone number is 970-443-5654.
We specialize in used trucks and sport utility vehicles, but mainly trucks. We have extended our hours on Saturdays to 10 to 3 and Monday through Friday 9:30 to 5:30, serving the Greeley community and the surrounding areas, but we are really proud to call Greeley our home. 970-443-5654, 6175 West 10th Street in Greeley.
Return to the magic and mystique of the Renaissance. The Colorado Renaissance Festival in Larkspur is back. Weekends through August 6th, filled with royalty, pageantry, jugglers, and musicians. Comedy, games, fine arts, and crafts.
It's entertainment. It's fantasy. It's an adventure to the past.
Eat, drink, and be merry. Return to the Colorado Renaissance Festival. Weekends through August 6th. Discount tickets available at KHNC and online at coloradorenaissance.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Anita Chandra with today's tip for kids from the American Academy of Pediatrics. Choosing high-quality childcare is an important decision. Here are a few things to look for: positive relationships between teachers and children, time for children to play, clear health and safety policies, and good ways to keep you informed of your child's day. Finally, make sure you visit where your child will spend their day and meet all of the staff. For checklists to help make your decision, visit healthychildren.org.
This is the end, beautiful friend. This is the end, my only friend, the end of our elaborate plans. the end of everything that stands, the end. No safety or surprise, the end. I'll never look into your eyes again.
Okay, I'll continue. So, you had a Goshen for the Nazis, for Nazi religion, for the occult religion of Nazism, an ancient Aryan belief that the people that would rule the world would be Aryan, white Anglo-Saxon. That's been an age, a demonic lie for back to the beginning. Now, I will say this about Aryans. The Aryan nation, or the white races, are in the Bible. And they are in the Bible according to the context of the scripture. They are a great people. Noah had three sons, Ham, Shem, and Japheth. Japheth would be the light-skinned child that would move north from after the flood into the location of present-day Russia, then move to the west and begin to move further to the west. According to the Bible, it would be this son, Japheth, that would perfect technology, or what we would consider the industrial age and the new digital age. It wouldn't be Shem, it wouldn't be the religious family, and it wouldn't be Ham, which would be the families that would be so gifted in helping the nations of the world. It would be Simon, at the time that Christ was crucified, as he was carrying his cross. It wouldn't be Japheth that would help him. It wouldn't be Shem, the religious world, the Pharisees, the Sadducees. It would be Ham, the darker-skinned member of the family. Who has the greatest honor of the three? The servant or the master? Christ said, the servant will be the greatest. And it was Simon who helped carry the burden of Christ to his crucifixion, carry the cross. And it has been this way with the black nations to this very day. And now the black nations, God is freeing them from their servitude, freeing them to become the great, great peoples that he intended they would be. But Japheth and Shem would persecute them. And now you see with Vladimir Putin in St. Petersburg meeting with the members of the African nations. The African nations now are separating themselves from the global hegemony of the United States of America and England and France and Germany, all of the nations that have robbed them, murdered them, caused them harm, persecuted them, brought distress. They are being free for the coming kingdom of Jesus Christ. They will be free. They are going to become great peoples. It's already happening. And America has peaked. We have blossomed, bloomed, and now immediately, just for a short period of time, the flower gives off its fragrance, the beauty, and then nature takes its natural course. America began its demise a year plus 4 months ago, roughly. I speak about this repeatedly because until the American people can understand that in the plan of God, America will be judged, America is doomed. At the peak of her power, America will, there will be a campaign of this government, continuity of government, DARPA, intelligence agencies, military industrial complex. There will be the, I think I said, the continuity of government agencies. There will be the senior executive services. Every agency in this country, every corporation in this country will be used. They will, in tandem, in unison, they, these nations, these, this system will begin a campaign of death, murder, pillage, plunder, evil upon the nations of the world like the world has never seen. I'm not saying this because this is my view, this is my opinion, this is my... It is because it's in the Bible. The American people, Christ wants the American people to know what is in the Bible about this nation and how this nation will be used at this time in the world. Our plan for world hegemony ended on February 2nd, 2022, when Russia and China engaged in a partnership. And that partnership, from that time to today, there has been momentum internationally, a change, a shift. It's like I used to drive semi, and I used to carry, well, many, many different things that I drove for different companies, but one company I drove for was out of Greeley, Colorado. Montford of Colorado, we used to take beef to the East Coast, and it was swinging beef. It was in a refrigerated trailer hanging from the roof. And as you're taking curves, that beef would shift to one side or the other. And if you got that beef moving back and forth, left to right, and the road was wet, you could feel that semi, 80,000 pounds of sheer dead weight, you could feel it shift, you could feel the tires break, and you could get yourself in trouble. The world, there has been a major shift in the world, a great shift of world power. The power that was ours is no longer ours. We now have, it would be like boxing or extreme cage fighting, you have two individuals that are perfectly matched. One person always has the advantage, America. But now, the advantage is no longer on America's side. The advantage is shifted to the other nations of the world, and the shift took place when Russia and China joined into partnership. If you can understand what I'm saying, and you can use it to get the big picture, you'll understand that America and the corporations of this country, the NGOs, the foundations, the dynasties, their power, their influence, their plans are failing. And there's nothing they can do about it. There's nothing this country is going to do now in the African nations. The African nations are evicting France, Paris, out of their countries. Evicting England, American control via sanctions due to Russia. China is negotiating and is in talks with the Asian sisters Russia with the African countries, China to a degree with the African countries, Russia and China both with the countries in South America. There is a shift that has taken place, and that shift, they're not going to be able to correct the shift that has happened. They can't correct that shift. America cannot go back a year and a half. America wanted to push in Ukraine, and before that push came, Russian intelligence knew that America was going to attempt to change things in Eastern Europe, putting nuclear weapons, short-range weapons, in Ukraine. Russia and China, right when everybody, it was winter time, everybody was asleep, the winter games were taking place in China, and that was the American intelligence community. Well, yeah, Russia, you know, Putin's going to take a trip to China to watch the games because Russia has her athletes in the games. Uh-uh. Nope. The strategy was to put together a partnership. And in that partnership, it was a direct declaration of war against American world hegemony. And it shook. The day that that was put together and the news went out on AP, on you name it, all the media, the Biden administration went ballistic. Biden, it took him a month to try to understand what just happened. He still doesn't understand what happened. Like McFly. Hello, McFly. Is anybody home? Anybody there? But Blinken and all these people in the cabinet, in the military, that work for the globalists, that work for the power structure in this country, that don't work for the American people, they know what happened. They know this shift was the end. It was the end of American world hegemony. America will control a segment of, they will have a piece of the, they will have a power structure in the West. But the whole, the power structure to own the whole world has ended. They won't own the world. They won't own the oceans. They won't own the land masses. They won't own any everything under the ocean. They won't own any longer technospace, infospace, outer space, the airspace. They won't own it anymore. But they will, with the nations of the world, these people are vindictive. They will destroy the nations that are bringing America and the world, the American dollar, to its knees, that have ended American dollar, the power behind America, the American dollar, the petrodollar. They're going to destroy those nations. They're going to attempt to assassinate the presidents of the nations that are working with Russia, China, India, South America, Brazil, all the other nations. This shift has taken place. It can't be changed. America is on in decline. It will continue to go into decline. And the way that you will understand the decline is this nation and our culture will no longer be attractive to the nations of the world. Nations of the world have actually now turned on this country. And they're gladly do whatever is necessary to keep us from controlling them ever again.
9/11, the Podesta emails, Epstein Island, Hunter's laptop, the 2020 stolen election. What truths are they hiding? Find out this and more on Just Informed Talk Radio, weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m.
It is not because men have made laws that life, liberty, and property exist. On the contrary, it is because life, liberty, and property existed beforehand that men made laws in the first place. What then is law? It is the collective organization of the individual right to lawful defense and punishing injustice. Frederick Bastiat, The Law.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio for their news, traffic, weather, sports, and a community connection. It's the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. It's critical that we keep AM radio in cars, because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
What type of financial advisor are you looking for? A lot of advisors work for some great companies that offer good products, but are they taking a close look at what truly matters to you? Most advisors are unfortunately one-trick ponies and come at you with the same strategy no matter what situation you are in. Most of the time, your advisor isn't even reaching out to you to review things and has no desire to actually build a relationship with you. You want to work with someone who's going to hustle their butt off and compete for you and make sure that you are maximizing your hard-earned dollars. I will work day and night for all of my clients and do everything in my power to deliver the best service possible. Reach out to me, Joey Jaquin, Joe Jaquin. Son, someone who is going to compete for your business and truly aligns with your conservative values. You can reach me at my personal cell, 602-909-9048. Again, 602-909-9048.
KHNC is proud to carry MyKind CBD products. Products include cocoa, top shelf tinctures, hemp salve, moisturizing lotions, and retinol cream. They also have pet tincture and hemp shampoo for a healthy coat and skin. To see all the CBD products we carry, visit the station at 2 South Parish or check us out online. Go to 1360KHNC.com. Click on the shop button.
Nil desperandum. Never despair. That is the motto for you and me. All are not dead, and where there is a spark of patriotic fire, we will rekindle it. Samuel Adams.
So, welcome to the Hotel California. Welcome to the Hotel California. So, we have an enemy of the powers in this country, the nations that are going to, that are in revolt, that are in rebellion, that have had it. They've had enough. No mas, no mas. It's over. No more. They are done with American world hegemony. Now, that's one enemy. Who is the other enemy of this country? Within, not without, but inside. It is the people who initially, in the middle of Obama's second, at the end of his first term, as he's running for his second term, it was the Tea Party movement, that group of conservative people who would eventually evolve into MAGA, who would eventually be conservative. All the conservative people in this country that are waking up, all of the alternative news agencies in this country that are seeing the truth. This is who I'm going to try to, in the next clip or in the next segment, I'm going to get the term for psychosis. These people are psychotic. The enemy, we, everybody behind Trump, everybody that wants to bring the criminals to justice. You're an enemy. This is also the enemy of the administration, of the power structure, of the people who own and have ruled this country from its beginning. So there's an enemy without, there's the enemy within. This is why the attack on Donald Trump, like him or dislike him, and I wanted to say that the shift has taken place. Now, to these people that are going to have complete control over this country, I'm telling you the truth. They will take control, 100% control, total control of this country. I know you don't want to hear it. I know you don't want to believe it. They will take over. They will do what they want to do. There will be no justice unless God, from his eternity in the world in which, in the kingdom in which he lives, unless he extends his hand down into time and touches people and they get strokes, they die in car accidents, whatever he decides to do, he's just, he's righteous. He hates to destroy the wicked. He even says that to the wicked people listening to this audience, to this program. The Lord said, I take no pleasure in the destruction of the wicked, but that the wicked would turn from his evil way. I take no pleasure in the destruction of the wicked. That's how good God is. But he does have to punish. What this country and what these people are trying to do, the rulers of this nation, they are trying to figure out, they are scrambling to look at all these strategies, every scenario, to decide what is best, how, what, who, when, where. We have to put an individual in power that can appease the people, that can calm things down temporarily. They're looking for that individual. I'm going to tell you who that individual is. They may not, even the people in that other kingdom that are listening to this program, I'll tell you who that individual is going to be. It's going to be Barack Obama. That's his Muslim name. Barry Satoru is his Christian name. Right now, they don't know how to, what kind of a scenario they're going to use to slip him back in. But he will resume before long. The only one that will replace Donald Trump legally will be Barry Satoru. Joe Biden has not replaced Donald Trump. Donald Trump still legally, according to the Constitution, legally is the president of the United States of America. The leaders of the nations recognize that. But the American people, even many Republicans or conservatives, don't refuse to believe it. Well, irregardless, Donald Trump is the legitimate president of this country according to the prophecies about Donald Trump in Revelation chapter 17, verse 10. He is the seventh king, the noble king. He is the king that God put in that must continue for a short space. In other words, he is going to have Hades directed at him, but he must, the word must implies will, he must continue until he's relieved of duty by God, and the individual that will replace him is Barry Satoru. This is sitting in your mind, it's going to sit there, and as the weeks go on and the months go on, you're going to watch the gopher in the hole, like that what is that gopher that comes out there in the East Coast? I can't remember the name of that gopher. Well, that's Barack Obama. He's in the hole. He's sitting waiting for the right time. And even the people that in the power structure in this government, they're not sure how to get him back in, and they're not even sure if he's the one. Bill Gates of hell, I'm pretty sure Bill Gates of hell knows that the only one that can work with Bill Gates of hell in the future to destroy mankind has got to be Barry Satoru. Bill Gates of hell is in Revelation chapter 13, along with Barry Satoru. There's only two individuals mentioned there. It's going to sit in your mind. You're going to think about it. But the power structure has changed. America will not be the one global power in the world. It has ended. They will have to share power with a second global order. Russia and China have discussed it. They have phrased it that way. It is the multi-world order. 1360khnc.com for podcasts. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
My name is James with Milco Carpet Cleaning. I'm based out of Milliken, serving all of Northern Colorado. We're a family-owned company that will clean your carpets, upholstery, tile, and rugs. My goal is to freshen your home and business, leaving you dry and clean in no time with no residues. Mention this ad and receive $10 per room off, up to $50. You can call me at 970-405-3740 or email me at nococarpetcleaning@gmail.com. Don't forget to check out my reviews on Google.
A lot of radio stations can boast about having 2, 3, even 500,000 listeners. But what they don't tell you is that their average listener only listens for 4 minutes. And if they're listening to music, they're constantly changing the channel. Same old boring commentary. Or as soon as a commercial starts playing, they change the station. Here at 1360 KHNC, our listeners listen longer. A lot longer. We have some of the longest continuous listener minutes in the industry. That means our listeners don't change the dial as soon as a commercial starts playing because they don't want to miss 1 second of their favorite programs. Advertise with AM 1360 KHNC and have your message heard. Call us at 970-587-5003. We have the best rates in Colorado, so call us at 970-587-5003 or 1360khnc.com.
Bleed Stop, clinically proven and FDA cleared to stop even arterial bleeds. Pour it into the wound, apply direct pressure, and clotting occurs in seconds. No stinging or burning. Minor cuts or major wounds, Bleed Stop is a must for first aid kits, backpacks, and trauma bags. Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360KHNC webpage. Products and prices listed on the KHNC website are 20% off the regular Bleed Stop website prices. Get yours today.
Off-Road Automotive offers a wide range of used automobiles for all of your off-road and on-road needs. From classic Jeep CJ7s to high-end sporty Corvettes and everyday commuters, they have a vehicle for you. Bad credit or no credit, no problem. Their professional finance team has you covered. Give them a visit at 1392 Denver Avenue in Fort Lupton or give them a call at 303-502-3230.
And we're moving into a new age. It's not the age of Aquarius. For the Christian people, the new age that is coming is the kingdom of heaven. And what's happening presently, internationally, actually, the nations are building infrastructure for the people that will live after Christ returns. China is building the Belt and Road, tying China into Europe, Central Asia. Russia and India are building a road from Russia down through Iran, down into India. This infrastructure is in the Bible. When Christ returns, the nations are going to need to have everything ready so that they can continue to exist. Yes, China is going to use the Belt Road to bring troops to Armageddon. That is true. And the technology, the AI, the robots, things of this nature, yes, I believe they will be used in the millennial kingdom, but they will not be, programmed by the wicked. They'll be programmed to do what they're supposed to do to help mankind, so that mankind, it will be the millennial kingdom according to the words in the Bible, is going to be a time where men will rest, mankind will rest. It will be a time where mankind can enjoy life. The first 6,000 years will be hardships. Men will make a living by the sweat of their brow. Most men. Then you'll have the wicked who take the wages of the poor and live sumptuously. But we're in a new age. We're in a new time. There is a new shift. It's a global shift. There's a shift in this country. The shift, the people that rule this country, they have to remove any threat. They're going to remove Trump. They're going to remove Kennedy. Ron DeSantis is a globalist. DeSantis doesn't want the job. He doesn't need the headache. He doesn't want it. But they're, because he's a globalist, I think the people that control him will force him to play the game. Now, DeSantis' wife, this lady hangs out, she bumps elbows with this group of very powerful, what I would call ladies in the occult in Silicon Valley, that are very powerful with these companies and news agencies that they're a part of. She's a globalist. He's a globalist. A Gingrich is a globalist. Not Newt Gingrich, I'm sorry. What's his name? Oh, not Gingrich. I'm thinking of somebody else. If they have a G in front of their name, it stands for globalist, then they're globalists. Mike Pompeo. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen. Globalist. And how about Mike Pence, Judas Iscariot? He's a globalist. He was put in place by Obama and those people to watch Trump, to keep a wrist on Trump's wrist to take his temperature, to take his vitals. Then you have, I know you're going to fall down when I tell you what I'm going to tell you. I apologize. Sean Hannity. Sean Hannity was hoping Biden would win the election. Our old friend who you think is a Republican conservative. No, Hannity's part of it. Just like, remember Walter Cronkite? Used to think Walter Cronkite was a friend of the American people, turned out to be a globalist. That's what they do. They do. That's what they do. They're backstabbers. Lindsey Graham. Lindsey Graham. Then remember old Jeff Sessions? Jeff Dopey Sessions? This guy was the biggest joke. Donald Trump had nobody around him that would be loyal except for a group, a handful of women. God bless those women. God bless them. They paid the price for being on Trump's team. Even one of the girls cost her marriage. But God bless her and her children. That's what they do. So there's the enemy without, there's the adversary within. The American people, for the most part, are the enemies of the present day power structure of all the agencies in this country. I remember when the Tea Party movement came into existence. And I remember one of the very first things I realized, the IRS, Obama, is going to get his henchmen, and they're going to be used to keep tabs on the people that were part of the Tea Party movement, and it did come to pass. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
On MyPillow's 20-year anniversary, with over 80 million MyPillows sold, Mike Lindell and the MyPillow employees want to thank each and every one of you by giving you the lowest price in history on their MyPillows. Queen-size MyPillows, regular price is $69.98, now only $19.98, and just $10 more for king-size. MyPillow's patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs to help you get the best sleep ever. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code KHNC. In addition to this special anniversary offer on the MyPillows, you will also receive deep discounts on all MyPillow products such as bed sheets, mattress toppers, pet beds, mattresses, my slippers, and so much more. Take advantage of the biggest sale in MyPillow's history. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-948-8229 and use promo code KHNC to take advantage of Mike's special offer on his MyPillow. That's MyPillow.com, promo code KHNC, or call 800-948-8229.
Higher rates, lower rates, negative rates, bail-ins, bail-outs, and so much more. You know why you need to own gold and silver. At the Patriot Trading Group, we're a different kind of company. We have no commission salespeople, no boiler room sales calls, no high-price spokesmen. We believe in treating you with honesty and respect and delivering you the best products at the best price. Buying or selling, call us at 800-951-0592 or go to our website at allamericangold.com.
I apologize. No, I don't. I felt to be very direct today. I guess I was direct yesterday too. And I guess Tuesday and Monday and last week, last month. Why? Because these people are doing what they do. And what they do is not in your best interest. What they do is to destroy you. These people, they have no compassion even for their own children. I had to laugh early in the week when I heard the thought that Joe Biden was trying to protect Hunter Biden, who he loves. This is a joke. These people don't love their children. Their children are just tools for their egos, for their evil. The children, they don't love the children. They don't know what love is. Love to them. It says that how does it phrase it in the Bible? I have to paraphrase it. The goodness of the wicked is, oh boy, I can't think of it. There, in other words, the wicked have no empathy, none. So for people to believe that Joe Biden loves his son Hunter, why was the boy abused when he was a child? If Joe Biden loves his daughter Ashley, why was she abused? Why is she so psychologically impaired, damaged, wounded? This poor girl, just trying to survive, having to remember the horrors of her childhood. She's addicted to drugs. She made the comment that she was sexually abused so many times that now she feels like, and quote, I'm quoting her, she feels like she's a dog in heat at all times. This is a spiritual condition. So to say that Joe Biden is the mercy of the wicked is cruel. That's the verse I was looking for. The mercy of the wicked is cruel. To say that the imposter loves his children, no. They don't know what love is. If they had any love in them, they would assist their fellow man. This would fulfill the law, the golden rule. Love your neighbor as yourself, not do unto your neighbor because of your selfish ways. And this is what these people are. They are full of self. They are selfish. It's about me. It's about them. Me, me, me. We'll continue and visit again tomorrow. And I had an article I wanted to get to today, and I didn't get to it. But we'll see if we can get to it tomorrow. I think you'll like it. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
At Life Choices, we are helping women and men choose life and create stable futures for their children. You can help avoid the loss of another life by going to lifechoices.org or call 303-651-2050, extension 116, and donate. Make a difference and be a part of God's work by creating a better future for kids and families. LifeChoices.org or 303-651-2050, extension 116.
Hey, all you Sharp community members, this is Tommy at Tommy's Barbers and Blades. Just wanted to reach out and tell you to stop by our shops and get your fade, shaves, your beer. Grab a knife from Revo. Find us at 4th and Garfield in downtown Loveland, 970-617-2158, or hit us up on tommysbarbersandblades.com. If you're a little further south, you can find us in Meade off of Highway 66 and I-25. You can reach us there at 720-745-0782. And as always, live sharp.
You're listening to The Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland.